Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I know part of our conversation will be not only about the power rankings, and we won't do the tedious thing of, oh, where do you have them? But I did find it interesting that ESPN and NFL.com had them at 11 and 12, respectively. Even though they're undefeated, they're behind a couple of 1-2s and sure, a couple of 2-1s. And so for me, it's not about where do you have them, although we can get into that.
Eighth.
Right, and I think I have them about the same spot.
Yeah, eighth.
I didn't really go all the way through it, but for me, it's more about, like, what do you think? 3-0, you don't apologize for 3-0. Nope. You don't champion 3-0, but 3-0 is better than 2-1, 1-2, and 0-3. So that's kind of where I am.
I just, every single year, thank God for the holidays. Let me tell you why.
Which ones?
Well, all of them.
We just had Rosh Hashanah. So
we did.
Score that.
Once we get past Thanksgiving, that's the start of it. But then we get into December and there's that void. There's that void from the college football schedule that allows people who are big fans to, you know, go shop and stuff. Go to Amazon, go to Whole Foods so that you can return your Amazon, all that thing that we do. And then we get ready, whether it's Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, New Year's Day, you're going to go on a diet, whatever the hell
Shout
it is.
Shout out to Wally.
That whole deal. And thank goodness for that, because that for me serves as a distraction from what I find to be the most insufferable annual sports debate that unfolds every year. And that is who should be allowed to go play for the college football national championship. Every year it happens, and every year I go, what are all of you doing? What do you mean who should go? There is no should in sports. There is and there is not. I am Yoda when it comes to this thing. There is and there is not.
And they've done away with a lot of that.
A lot of it, but not all of it.
Right.
On any level, even in college basketball on the back end.
Don't you do it.
You're going to have some sort of people in a boardroom deciding who gets in and who doesn't get in. And the whole thing is slanted and it's financially like corrupt and all of these things, and I get that, and that's not even what I'm getting at. My point is one of the reasons, there's two big reasons that I am much more of a pro sports person than a college sports person. Reason number one is I grew up here, and that's what makes this city go.
Yeah.
But reason number two is I cannot stand, I have a visceral reaction to the idea that people get to go play at the end of the year based on some dude who thinks they should. And I can't stand the constant conversation where people go, well, Alabama is 10-2, and Boise State is 12-0. But Alabama, they played Auburn and Georgia and strength of, oh, gosh, shut up. You're in or you're out. And that's the NFL. And so that's what I keep hearing today is a college football conversation that's based on strength of schedule and the eye test. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. They're 3-0. And I think a smart person can also look at these Niners and go, why would you talk about the eye test when half of their key players are not even playing? Like, it's a rational thought to think that this is going to look like a different group sometime down the road.
Well, the eye test is what you see with your eye, and the eye test is you've had Brock Purdy for one game, two quarters of which he was hampered, and Nick Bosa missed three quarters of the last game, and he'll miss the year. George Kittle played one game, so the eye test is the eye test. And in this case, the eye test is a team that has had parts in and parts out. No Ayuk, DeMarcus Robinson gets to actually play tomorrow at practice. And will it be Mac Jones or Brock Purdy? I know Brock today was limited. So the eye test is in the NFL exactly what it is, which is this is your team. And you've got Luke Farrell and Jake Tonjes as tight ends. And you've got, you know, Connor Colby as a rookie who's now expected to be a good blocker. So yep. I disagree with the nature of the eye test because, yeah, if you do make the playoffs and you do get to January, will it be Brock and Christian and George and Brandon and Ricky? Or will it be Mac and Isaac and Jake and, I mean, whoever else? And, we don't know.
And whoever it is allowed to win.
And whoever it is also allowed to lose.
Yeah,
and so for me,
of course,
the eye test right now in this moment through 3 weeks is what the eye test is. And part of that is you've got a backup quarterback who's 2-0. You've got a star running back who's not great at running it, but boy, what a receiver. He's one of the best receivers in football. You have a couple of tight ends who you never would have thought would play. Now you have your edge rusher is down. You've got rookie defensive players who are flashing and making huge plays in huge moments. So the eye test is what it is. You've got a kicker that you love. You've got a punter that's quietly getting it done. No, you love the kicker.
But you,
love the kicker.
But you love the kicker because of who he's not.
But you also love him because of who he is.
Yes, but he
made a 50-yarder in this last week.
He's played two games, and he opened up his Niners career by missing an extra point.
Yeah, fine.
I'm not taking a shot at him. Well, but that's my point. It wouldn't have been fine if it was someone else.
And it wouldn't have been fine if he would have lost the game by one.
Right.
I get it.
If it was Jake Moody, that would not have been okay. So very often, and I think that this is true, like that's why I asked that question the other day, like have you ever broken up with someone? Like when you start dating someone new, you don't even see any of the flaws. You are so thrilled that that person is not the last person that you love that person just for that. You're like, I'm not even going to get into whether or not we're compatible yet. I'm just thrilled that you're not her. And I think that's where we are with Pinheiro. A game-winning kick absolutely helps. How could I take a shot at the guy? I have no issue with him, but I'm not. He hasn't done anything where you're like, "Oh my God, he's amazing." He hit a 35-yard field goal. You're supposed to hit a 35-yard field goal.
Yeah, you are.
Great,
but Moody missed a 28-yarder.
Yeah,
or?
That's my point. That's
right.
My favorite thing about Eddie Pinheiro is he's not Jake Moody. That's my favorite thing about him.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I mean, does Jake Moody have a walk-off game-winning kick in his career with the Niners?
Oof. I mean, I'm not going to give him that preseason Raiders thing that everybody raved about because it didn't count, but technically that was.
Preseason doesn't count.
Does he have a walk-off kick? I don't know.
I'm actually looking at it here, and he walked off Tampa 23-20.
Oh, right.
Last year.
Yep.
In a game where they probably should have salted it away a long time before.
Yeah.
But that was one with 3 seconds left that he made the kick. And on the game, he was 3-for-6. So, yeah, you get credit for a walk-off win.
That was the same game where Debo freaked out at him.
Must have been.
Same game.
Yeah. November 10th of last year. Yeah. So he gets credit for the walk-off winner, but you were 3-for-6, so yeah, there's that.
Yeah. So anyway, that's all I'm getting at. Like I, you know, we can do this. I know that power rankings are tons of fun. I'm not trying to be the fun police at all. That's why we came in here. And even though I said it's irrelevant, I've also got him at 8th, Dibs. I've got him at 8th. There you go. That's my pre-week 4 ranking of the San Francisco 49ers. I've got him at 8th. But the other side to it is I do find the entire conversation, like, it's fun to have as long as that's where you keep it. It's just fun. That's a cloud that you're talking about. The Niners are 8th. Like, it's not relevant, and it's not based on anything with substance. Again, very strange to me that you would watch a Mac Jones-led 49er team with Sky Moore and Marquez Valdes-Scantling catching passes in the fourth quarter. Why would you look at that and go, well, they don't look like a playoff team to me? They don't look like the Niners to me. You got people catching passes where people have to pull out the internet to figure out who just caught that in the fourth quarter of a two-point game. People don't even know who that is yet. So why would I look at this group and start projecting what I think that they're going to be in December or January? That's why I'm so excited right now. The only thing that matters is that you won. Your style points right now are completely useless. They may matter down the road. Yes, you have to be a really good team to advance in January. But a Niner fan should know better than anyone that, like, a roster can change in the blink of an eye. It seems to happen to the Niners every week.
Yeah, and a season can change in the blink of an eye, and that's just the way it goes. And if you want to talk about power rankings, you could look at teams like the Broncos, the Chiefs, and the Ravens, three teams that some people would have ahead of the Niners, and they're 1-2. So you've got a 1-2 team, and I think that both those power rankings that I shared with you, NFL.com and ESPN, they both have the Ravens ahead, and I think they both have the Chiefs ahead.
I don't.
I know you don't, but they do, and it's the national perspective, and you and I think differently about the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are better than you think. I don't think they'll make the playoffs, but I do think that they're a team that is probably going to wind up in that 9-8 sort of a, maybe even 10-7. I do think their defense is good enough to where they can be better than they've been so far. But the greater point is what you're saying. Right now, power rankings doesn't matter. If you want to rank a team that's 1-2 ahead of the Niners, go ahead. They're 1-2. And right now the Niners are 3-0. The Chiefs are 1-2. And they're not in a must-win spot, but them and the Ravens both, they face each other in the 125 window on Sunday, and whoever loses that game
is 1-3.
And you've got probably about a 10% chance of making the playoffs.
Well, the issue for the Ravens, if they were to come out of that with a loss, is that Joe Burrow has been hurt. Cleveland is Cleveland, and Pittsburgh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Is going to also be that middling group. Like
they'll
the
be
Ravens.
9-8. Yeah. I mean, Pittsburgh always has a winning record.
The Ravens they had a wobbly start last year, and then they ended up winning that division. So I would still, even at 1-3, very much favor the Ravens to win that division. They probably, even come out of a 1-3 situation, they might be a game out of first. We'll see what Pittsburgh does across the pond against Minnesota this weekend. That might be a little decisive, but Cleveland's not a threat to anyone, and I don't believe that Cincinnati is either without Joe Burrow.
To your point about the Ravens, after the Chiefs game, they have the Texans, then the Rams, a bye, Bears, Dolphins, Vikings, Browns, Jets, Bengals.
Okay, now, by...
You want to talk about going a run.
By contrast, listen to what Kansas City is about to do. And tell me who just got the better of who on the show bet. The Chiefs, I believe, are about to be 1-3. So that's a premise. They play Baltimore, as Dib said, on Sunday. Then they go to Jacksonville. That one's, you know, Chiefs will probably be a small favorite. Little coin flippy, let's say they win it. Week after that, they get the Lions. Then they get the Raiders that probably handle that, though it is a division game. Then they get the Washington Commanders. Then back-to-back road games to Buffalo and Denver. There's a bye in between. And then after that, they get the Colts. Good Lord.
Much tougher.
This is not a team that is going to be above 500 at the end of that, and that's week 12, my opinion. That's not a team that's going to have 7 wins at that moment.
Yeah, they might, and depends on how you think about this game coming up. And I'll share my thoughts as we get to Friday on what I think about Baltimore and Kansas City. Mr. 12-2 over here. The pick is already in for tomorrow, and I'll share that one tomorrow as well.
You don't get to pick that game, though.
I don't get to.
If you want.
I'll share it.
You want to do a bonus pick? You're 12-2.
If any struggling gambler out there wants to hit me up for my thoughts, I'd be welcome to share it.
All right. I'll play the role of struggling gambler. What are your thoughts? Don't say yet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.